USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Thousands of people coast to coast protesting against U.S. immigration policies motivated by children being separated from their parents at the southern border. In Newark, New Jersey, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez blasted the policy, which President Trump ended by executive order earlier this month.
We are here to remove the national stain that this president has created on our nation by tearing young children apart from their mothers and their fathers.
Earlier this week, Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway joined the Ingram angle on Fox News to discuss Democrats embracing open borders and the elimination of ICE.
When you get past the talker, abolish ICE, which is becoming the leftward lurch for the Democratic Party, it seems, including this week, it borders on, if you get past that, do they really know what they're saying? To me, it spans the spectrum of from the ignorant to the irrational.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products to your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Wrongful convictions remain a big concern across the country. In Illinois, a federal jury awarding $17 million in damages Friday to a man who was allegedly framed for murder by three former Chicago police officers in 1988. 53-year-old Jacques Rivera spent 21 years in prison before he was exonerated in 2011 and released from prison, he tells ABC News.
I would love to have my 20 and 30 back with my kids. So no money could compensate for that.
Rivera filed a lawsuit alleging that the officers manipulated a key witness who was only 12. It became public recently that a homeless couple in Seattle were given one-way plane tickets out of town at the city's expense. The couple had refused city services and shelter for months while camping out near the Space Needle. So a homeless services provider contracted by the city bought their plane tickets. Reuben Smith, who just arrived in Seattle, told KATU he's stranded in the city after being robbed and also needs help getting home to Florida.
Here I am, stranded in front of the Compass Center with no ways of getting home.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Austria's leader has vowed to declare a crackdown on migrants as his nation prepares to take the helm of the European Union's presidency. European Council President Donald Tusk praises Austria's choice of motto, a Europe that protects.
You could not have chosen a better motto, in my opinion. The need for security, as old as humanity, manifested itself with all its force during the migration crisis.
The presidency will give Austria the chance to chair meetings and set agendas as the bloc tries to handle the continuing migrants crisis. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Congressman Matthew Cartwright of Pennsylvania discusses his new legislation that he says would protect the ability of public employees to join, firm, or assist unions without fear of reprisal. The bill introduced this week after the U.S. Supreme Court decision restricting unions from collecting fees from public sector workers who don't want to join the unions.
The U.S. Supreme Court voted against every single hardworking American who fights every day just to make ends meet, just to pay their bills, just to support their families.
Two women are among the president's top choices to succeed retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Bad word from Trump Friday as he spoke to reporters aboard Air Force One.
I'll be announcing it the Monday after July 4th. I'm going to announce it specifically on the 11th.
That would be the 9th.
What is the Monday after July 4th?
The 9th.
9th? I'll be announcing it on the 9th.
President Trump was on the way to his golf club in New Jersey. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.